Let's pick up Allegra in Detroit, and she's moving on toward menopause. Are you there, Allegra?
Yeah.
Now, first of all, when we deal with issues of menopause, the most important thing to know is if you are having menopausal symptoms, hot flashes, all that.
I'm having, like, real light hot flashes. Yeah.
See, whenever that happens, you know that the liver cannot conjugate the hormones that are being produced, okay? So the real problem is liver. Now, can we give you supplements to support healthy menopause? Yes, we can. And I'll recommend that you go on FemBalance, and it will help. But is it the problem? No. The problem is liver, okay? So what would be the best thing, and if I were in your shoes, what would I do? I would take FemBalance so I don't sweat through my clothing. But
yeah, I don't sweat at all. You know what I really want? I wanted to know if it's something I could take to in order to keep my cycle going.
Oh, now you're talking. Okay,
yeah.
I thought you just wanted to get through this. Yes.
No, I'm not really. I'm still having like a little cycle. I used the ACL and the activator because I found out my seborrhea, part of it was because I wasn't digesting my food.
Yes, exactly.
And I began to find out, too, that before I took it, I think I started looking like I was aging because one of my girlfriends told me that. But I think it was because I wasn't digesting my
food
properly.
You were starving to death.
Yeah, because
exactly
she told
right.
me, and I noticed it, too, and I was wondering, is there anything I could do to reverse, like...
Well, I love the way you think. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, first of all, what I would do is go on FemBalance. How much do you weigh, Allegra?
I'm 130 and 5'7".
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 50.
50, okay, that's what I thought. All right, so what I would do is go on 2 FemBalance per day, and probably I'd use up 2 bottles, and you should be done with it, okay? Because we're going to give you something else that may help to...
Will it counteract all this other stuff?
No, these things won't interfere with what you're already taking. But what you could do to support better liver handling of the hormones, the unopposed estrogen, you could go on some Max Stress B, maybe a teaspoon. Your body weight should be plenty. And you just mix that in maybe 16 ounces of water and sip it after breakfast. And what I would do now to see if we could restore a more youthful function for the organs, the main thing that I always use is frozen royal jelly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get an entire kilo, which if you were to purchase this in little jars in a health food store, it'd probably be about $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
This is about $210. It's one of the steals of a lifetime. And what you're going to do at your body size is take a half teaspoon in the morning. I would take a half teaspoon morning and night for about, 21 days, and then a.m. only, okay? So a.m. and p.m., 21 days.
A.m. and p.m., okay.
Then a.m. only. And
then a.m. only for how many days?
Until you use up the container. Now, what should happen with this, what I normally do when I have somebody have this, is it'll be air-shipped to you, and so it'll still be frozen. What you'll do is take it out of the container in a plastic container, and you'll cut it in half. And so you put the frozen half of it back in the freezer, and the other half you let thaw, and you're going to consume that, and you're going to use that up. And when that's done, then unthaw the other half and use it up. And there's nothing I've ever found that nourishes the reproductive organs like this. I'm going to give you 2 cautions, though. Number one, it may be more of a kick in the pants to your libido than you like. You have to remember, when the queen bee is eating this royal jelly, she's an ordinary bee with an ordinary life cycle. But when she's fed this, she lives 50 times longer.
Okay?
But what is her purpose? Reproduction.
So I need to get it now before my menstrual cycle stops.
I think so. And you may take this, and it'll last 6-8 months, and you may not need to use anything like this again for 2 or 3 years. Okay? Now, during this time, I would make sure with the QRA practitioner there's no scar or trauma that's reflexing to your reproductive organs, shutting them down like a C-section, like an appendectomy.
I had one of my ovaries removed.
Okay, that's
about 11 years ago.
You need to be sure they test you to Medibody Pack that, and in order to do that, they're going to need to make sure the leg of that ovary, so say it was left ovary, you would make sure the foot's on. If there was a vaccination on that leg, you would have done that. So there's no toxic focal site between the foot and the ovary removed. Then you can mud pack the ovary, and now you should have the normal energy flow in that whole area. Now you will get even more benefit from your royal jelly, okay?
Okay, so this, the royal jelly, it'll help even like the aging that I begin to see in my face?
Oh, my Lord, it's my favorite thing on the planet, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.